This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Laughing and I'm clowning. So y'all thought we had made a big mistake. It wasn't being, huh? Now look at you. Now you're whining and crying. Joke on you, fool.
The Jason and John Show. Weekday mornings from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you've been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to f*** with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Friday, September 6th. And I come in here not a happy man at all. Usually I'm all giddy, jipper like the white man, but not today. Not today. What have y'all done? Why have you cut the music?
There's no.
Why does it feel like I'm about to be ambushed?
You're not going
to
be ambushed. Can you finish what you were saying, man? Please?
Yes, because I'm not smoking. I'm on day four not smoking, so I'm already in a bad mood. You know what's got me in a worse mood, John Martin?
Let's talk it out, man.
The damn Chicago Bears.
I don't know why you feel like that would ever happen. You know, like
what?
Why you would think. And you know, yesterday you were so there for me during my time of need when I needed you the most. Why you would think that I would just spit in your face and come back today?
I helped you. I didn't laugh too hard at Antonio Brown.
No, that's just not something I would do. But no, please. Yeah.
Is that Taco laughing at me?
No, that's Rick. That's a caller.
Oh.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Matt Nagy screwed us with Mitch Trubisky right helping him.
Yeah.
Right there beside him helping him. Just slapped.
Shaving points, huh?
Slapped a good defense all up in the face. Just disrespectful to your own teammates who come out there and set the tone early.
Yep.
And yet you couldn't muster more than three.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
The best defense is a absolutely putrid offense, I always say. You know, I think what you're seeing from Matt Nagy there is a man that knows his best side of the ball is defense, and he wants that defense to be out there absolutely as much as possible.
I got to admit, I thought you'd come a little stronger than that.
No. Like I said,
I thought the slap would be a lot. It hit me a lot harder than that, John.
No, it was a lot like, I mean, from the beginning, I could have told you from the beginning of the broadcast y'all were going to take that L because of that damn promo from Virginia.
McCaskey?
That was one of the all-time worst. I mean, that was.
You didn't even know who she was last week.
That was week one of the NFL football season, okay? I mean, everybody's excited, and here comes Methuselah on the TV.
How dare you?
I mean, basically.
Slim chicken down.
Oh, that was Virginia McCaskey, huh?
My father.
Y'all gonna dog out an old woman.
Would have loved this game in the frozen tundra.
Virginia, it's September.
Slim chicken.
Yeah, it's in Chicago.
It all feels the same these days.
Yes, she's seen all 100 years of the league.
Yes, she has. So I could have told you from the beginning that y'all were going to take that L because of Virginia.
And here's the new king.
He's a little baby.
That's awful.
Yeah, it was a little terrible. Weird. It didn't fire me up, I'll say that.
And
I just said, I hope John sees this.
It affected the team. There's no question about it, in a negative way. Hard to come back from that.
How dare you? I didn't know you were going to go there.
But anyway, let's just set the schedule today. We have a big show planned for you today. There are some new developments, some breaking developments on the Antonio Brown situation, which paints this in an even worse light, you would have to say. This story just got uglier this morning. Now, how much uglier? I guess we can debate that.
Okay.
But it got uglier, and there are some racial tones to this as well.
Oh, my God.
There are some racial undertones to this story now, according to ESPN. So we will get into that a little bit later in the show. At 12:25, we're going to be joined by Evan Abrams. He is, of course, with the Action Network. A lot of games this weekend, a lot of NFL games, a lot of college football games. We will talk to him about some of those lines and some of the action this weekend. Then at 1:25, we will be joined by Freddie Coleman, our man Freddie, who's our night host right here on 93.9 FM, ESPN, Intercom, Memphis. Cuts those checks. We claim Freddie. Intercom does not. I apologize. Freddie Coleman will join us, though, at 1:25. We will talk to him about yesterday, about the NFL, about Antonio Brown, and more. And, of course, taco meat. We could not do a Friday show during college football season.
Called, Slim Chicken. Slim. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him.
He went 3-2 last week. He did. He went 3-2 last week.
You see why I mistake his laugh for something else. You heard that one right there. It sounded very similar.
Yeah, no, it does. It does
to
sound very similar.
Yesterday.
So, anyway, taco meat going to join us at 1 o'clock. But, man, you know, I thought it would be inappropriate for me to come on this show today and play the Halloween theme. Because, truth be told, y'all did a pretty good – I wouldn't say you left Michael Myers burning in the house last night, mm-hmm. but you did a pretty good job of getting away from him. Like, you kept your distance from Michael Myers last night. I mean, he had a couple throws there.
Aaron Rodgers threw for 203. You're supposed to win.
Man, you're probably supposed to win that
yes.
game. I thought it would be unfair for me to come on here today and play that.
You can't laugh. You can't.
But don't think that I didn't find something.
We don't even know who that is.
Don't think that I couldn't find some audio to play to celebrate what was an absolutely fantastic opening night of football last night. Brian, let's go. Enjoy, Jason.
What is this?
Enjoy.
This ain't Pittsburgh.
I got Nas skin here with me. This ain't a diss.
Just sing along. Try to sing along.
Yeah. Know what it is? I'm a cheesehead.
Oh, Wayne, little Wayne is a. I forgot.
That Super Bowl ring.
Come on. So he stole this.
Green and yellow, green and yellow, green and yellow, green and yellow.
They weren't even that good, John. Shouldn't be doing this.
Now,
they didn't even look that good.
But
defense improved.
But if you, if
still LaFleur.
But if you can't win that game.
Come on, bro.
If you can't win that game yesterday, I'm supposed to believe you guys as a Super Bowl contender?
Where we won last year?
I'm supposed to believe that
could
you
have,
guys are going to
make a deep
run
last year after losing to Green Bay in the season opener. It is Aaron Rodgers after all.
But your offense was anemic against the Packers. Against the Packers. I'm just saying, am I supposed to believe you? Because I don't know if I do anymore, Jason.
Believe me about what, John?
Super Bowl hopes.
I told you we had Super Bowl hopes if Mitch Trubisky took the next step. We got a Super Bowl caliber defense. I don't think anything about last night changed that for you, did it?
Great
Is
defense.
That a Super Bowl caliber
great,
defense?
Great defensive
All right.
performance.
Well, yes, Mitch Trubisky was awful. He was absolutely awful, and everybody's throwing this on him except me. I'll put some on that fool. I hear you laughing. I'll put some of it on him, but I put even more on the head coach of his that's supposed to be a genius, right? Coach of the year last year. Didn't play him any in the preseason. Like he's some arrived, proven future Hall of Famer. Like obviously Green Bay decided to do with Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Hell, even Belichick played Brady. Because you get it that when it comes to game speed and the time, by the time you get to week one, it starts counting, that you might be a little overwhelmed by that game speed, by the how fast everything's moving, by how slow some of your receivers are moving. Or maybe in this case, they're wide open, you're overwhelmed, you only see Allen Robinson, and things start to get a little overwhelmed. This is a classic case of a coach who outthought himself. You play this fool in the preseason, let him get some run with his first-team offense, that line two gels a little bit more, and then you don't look so messy out there week one. Aaron Rodgers looked just as messy
over the first three drives. Did you see it?
That first quarter was a tribute to Marcus Mariota.
The difference is, the difference is, he's a Hall of Famer that can dust it off quick, come back on the fourth drive, throw a long bomb, basically just a balloon ball. They go up there and get it. It changes the game. Mitch Trubisky can't do that.
You have to win that game.
I put that on Matt Nagy.
You have to win.
You have to win the game because it's a vision game at home.
And it's
Aaron, those are the
games
you absolutely got to get.
Aaron Rodgers was as pedestrian as he will ever be.
The problem with it, with this argument, is you could have said the exact same thing about us last year, other than we wouldn't have said we've got Super Bowl hopes, right? We're just trying to see how good Khalil Mack is. But you could have said the exact same thing after that game, after you blow a 20-point lead to Aaron Rodgers. You say, damn. You know, Chicago's got a long way to go. And what ends up happening, we could go 12-4, and yes, against a last-place schedule, this one much better, but I'm not going to throw the season away or say it's all done because you lose to Aaron Rodgers-led Green Bay team.
Look, I'm having fun with it, man, and I'm blasting green and yellow throughout,
throughout
my tiny home.
You can't laugh too much because
that D is real. And it's bouncing off the walls in my tiny home. I mean, you can hear it all the way from here.
I see that's bothered you.
But I can't really, with a straight face, give you too hard of a time about that last night because, I mean, weird stuff happens in week one, first of all.
Well, ugly.
Weird stuff happens.
Especially when you don't play your guys
in
the season.
The Colts started, 1-5 last year? Mm-hmm. You know, I think the Bengals beat the Colts last year, you know, in week one.
Yeah, I don't need this, though. I don't need this from you. That it's, it's going to be okay, Jason.
No, I really
I don't need it,
man.
From you.
Like, I really think you're going to end up being fine. You know?
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, like, I think you're going to be able to figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
Trubisky.
This is why I was out on him. And let's pull back the curtain. You were higher on him than I was.
I was. It's true.
But now, didn't you see last night why it's still hope, like we were talking about with Calkins, it's still just hope for me rather than belief. Because, again, what I'm watching out there, sort of the same thing I've said about Tannehill all these years. I'm watching an athlete trying to be a quarterback. The guy can make plays with his legs. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. But there are very basic things a quarterback has to do, right? Progressions, getting through them. Not just tunnel vision, eyeing down one guy like he did with Allen Robinson there at the end where Amos is just easy play, go over there and make it.
Right.
There are some basic things that this guy hasn't grasped yet. When it comes to deep throws and accuracy, right? And then just getting through your progressions, making quick decisions. I'm not sure he can get there, John, after what I saw. Now, again, Nagy didn't do him any favors because you treat this guy like he's already arrived.
Right.
You look at the QBR last year and you say, oh, this guy's arrived. He's a star. I'm not going to play him because I want to save him.
Yep.
And it actually was a disservice to him because when he gets out there last night, despite what he's telling you, that, this didn't have anything to do with me not throwing in the preseason. That's exactly what it was. You could tell it in his words. He was overwhelmed by the play calls, the delay of games. We looked sloppy. We looked like a team that had a rookie quarterback. That was a boneheaded decision by Nagy to treat Mitch Trubisky like he's already proven like it's a done deal. Sure, you keep him healthy, but you end up out there looking like a guy looks like a rookie out there in his first game.
Now, that game last night is...
Cubs scored 10 runs last night. Bears can't even... My gosh.
The fact that...
All those weapons, BC. We got weapons.
The fact that the Packers went into your place and got that victory is bad news for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm just telling you that if the Dallas Cowboys do not win their division, they will not make the playoffs. I'm telling you. They're not going to get in this year because I think the Eagles are going to win the division, and I don't think the Cowboys are going to be good enough to get a wild card because the Bears are. The Bears are going to be fun because their defense is just too good. Their defense is too good not to be in the playoffs.
I'm gonna roll with you there. I'm gonna roll on a different point though that I don't think it's guaranteed that Green Bay's there. I know Packers fans are like, how in the world are you gonna say that?
That was a great win after
we just made your offense look like preschool, made it look like elementary, and clearly their defense is better. They went out and spent the money on it in free agency this offseason.
Yep.
Their defense is better. But was there anything with that offense and the way LaFleur was calling plays?
I hated it.
All of a sudden, they're a two tight end squad wants to pack it up on you, try to run the ball, which they couldn't do yesterday.
They could not do it.
Instead of just spreading the field and doing what Aaron loves to do.
Well, okay, so
the idea that all of a sudden this thing looks good from an offensive standpoint, John, no.
I think the only thing that I'm happy about if I'm a Green Bay fan is that they got the win yesterday in Chicago. That's a huge thing.
And my defense looked a lot better than it had in previous years,
yes,
period.
You love
what your defense did.
Now,
not taking any credit away from that.
It's just, it's hard to, if I'm a Packer fan today, right, it's hard to inject too much into it, though, because the Bears offense did not look like
it's
it was
abysmal.
In sync.
Yeah.
And then secondly,
they hadn't had a preseason.
you know, if you're to the extent that you should be concerned about the offense, not really fair to do that either because you're going against the NFL's best in Chicago. So it's one of those things.
I promise you, this is not sour grapes. I'm mad at you guys because you came in there and you beat us and you took the W from us. That's not what this is. If you are a true Green Bay fan and you watched that offense yesterday, which was sort of a handcuffing Aaron Rodgers type offense, again, where you're drawing the tight ends. And look, if you want to go Mercedes and Jimmy Graham all the way down the field, that'll be a different way for Aaron Rodgers. Maybe it'll work. Maybe your run game all of a sudden look a lot better. You won't play the Bears every weekend.
Yep.
But that, to me, is shackling Aaron Rodgers, who prefers things spread out. You know, this whole idea that Aaron Rodgers is going to play my offense. I'm talking about LaFleur right now. Rather than letting Aaron Rodgers do what Aaron Rodgers has done all these years, what made him great. That, John, seems to me, you know, and after the game, you see them, they're talking to each other, and Aaron says, I'm going to be better for you. But I'd have to believe that a guy that's going to be a Hall of Famer, who's done it his way and won a lot, right, is going to at some point resent a little bit if it continues like this, right? Put it on two tight ends, don't spread me out. They've got to have a second receiver step up. You know, they've got to – I'm not sure offensively they are a playoff team. We'll see. We gave it to them yesterday. There's no question with the way our offense played. They took some of it with the way their defense played.
Well, to hang in there and get that win, though.
Because you've got
Bears.
Minnesota in there too, that's the other thing, man. I mean, you got Minnesota in the division as well. There's no guarantees for Green Bay just because they beat
the
Bears.
I think they start the year at worst 5-2. Like
Packers?
Yeah.
Well, that because of the schedule and the home games they'll have, that was a key win for them last night.
That Valdez Scantling that you drafted in fantasy, he looks like a good receiver.
Well, that Aaron Rodgers has told you. He'd be a great number two if he knew about things like routes and all that stuff. All he is right now is just a fast runner who's learning that, having to come along. But he's not polished at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're giving the Packers enough credit for that win yesterday. I think to go into Soldier Field.
I give their defense all the credit.
Yeah, I think to go into Soldier Field week one season opener and get that win.
Oh, and a huge, because again, they've got all these home games coming up. That's a huge win for them to get on the road.
A non-playoff team could not do that. Like a non-playoff caliber team could not go in there, no matter how bad the offense was. They could not do that.
Aaron, again, you shackling that man. He had one drive,
and
right, with the big pass to our boy Scantling, whatever, about Valdez. Exxon Valdez.
Scantling.
Uh-huh.
Exxon Valdez.
Yeah, that's who I texted back because John wants to talk during the game. He wants to communicate in the text.
I enjoy his text.
I don't like doing it during the game.
No, you're focused.
And he doesn't either. He doesn't either. When the Raiders are playing, he shuts down. Now, number one, because he's not watching. He's somewhere playing poker, right? He don't want to see
the
Raiders.
I'm going to sue you for slander.
Okay, when my game's on, right, and you're watching it,
because
we're a relevant ball club, you want to texty all night like somebody's girlfriend.
Yeah, well, maybe you were my girlfriend in this.
You know I'm not smoking. You know already. I'm what?
Maybe you were the girlfriend.
Oh, you real funny.
You want me to be the girlfriend all the time?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always the wife.
Spoken in black and miles this morning.
The man tells the girlfriend, honey, I'm trying to watch the game. Stop texting me. So we know what role you're in.
In a 1980s household. You know, this 2019, man.
No, not what I'm saying. You wouldn't texty during your game, but when it's on, when everybody's watching me and we're down, right, that's when you want to play.
You were down at the beginning when we were texting? It was a 10-3 game.
Did you watch the game at your house?
I did watch the game at my house. In fact, I watched it in my bedroom. My wife had the main TV.
You're looking all up in the front of the house in your bedroom.
Well, I can see because I have French doors in the back. Mm-hmm. I can see, you know, through.
Well, we can see it, too, from the street.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Great, great, great effort last night, man.
Thanks,
really,
man.
I thought so.
I saw your text. Give it to him. I saw all your friends texting you before the show. Give it to Jay. You haven't given it to me.
Well, no, it's hard to do that. Like,
because you know we're legit on the other side of the ball. All we got to do is straighten that dude out. Straighten Trubisky out.
I mean, we're talking about a freaking Hall of Fame quarterback.
Reintroduce him to Anthony Miller. Let him get to know that second-year receiver from Memphis that he seemed to have forgotten.
What I think we can all agree on is that it was one of the worst football games in history.
Well, it was also one of the most watched.
That was just – I mean, now ratings are up like 22% overnight from week one last year.
They were hungry for the football. We just didn't get many points.
But that was, frankly, if we're being honest with ourselves, absolutely one of the hardest things to watch. In terms of week one, I mean, you start with the – and you start with the you enjoy that Brassy over there shaking your head. You really enjoyed
you
that
like
game
defense?
Last night.
I enjoyed the game last night.
You like
night.
All them sacks?
No, I don't.
Looked
I like high
85
scoring
for a little while.
I thought that was going to be a high octane game.
You know, I actually thought Mitch Trubisky was a good quarterback.
You're just like a lot of people. You thought Mitch Trubisky was further along than what he showed you last night. He really looked like he let Steve Young down. Steve, oh, my gosh. I just thought I'd see more in the development. Like, calm down, dude.
You asked if I enjoyed it. Aaron Rodgers is creative as hell. Those little flicks and, like, his ability. I realize what you're saying, Jason, about him getting pissed off later in the season. But, like, he is so amazing with just the little creative stuff that it's he's trying to do stuff.
You can't kill him.
Cannot kill him.
My father would have admired the effort.
Hey, don't make fun of McCaskey. I enjoyed that moment.
Like, what do you think the meeting was in production? They're like, hey, what if we get Virginia to do the voiceover for the pregame promo?
No, I think part of the theme. Like, they had the old outfits, Al Michaels with the 50s, the old school
stuff.
You
are disrespecting her because she didn't sound nearly that old, and you know it.
That's exactly
She sounded very lively for her age and very into things.
I can't wait for you to get old.
It sounded like it was, I'm not going to agree to do a damn pregame promo if it sounds like I'm leading a book club. That is not what I'm going to do.
If you turn the page to page 5,
it's not the woman on the Titanic, fool.
Yes, it is.
She's still heavily involved in decisions.
Khalil Mack reminds me of an old person.
I had chills listening to her.
Good. Oh, that's who it was designed for.
It was kind of weird, man, when they kind of introduced young King Arthur, who's going to be taking it over, and he's a little baby.
With your franchise, there's a lot of this stuff on the sleeves for the last 50 years. They've had Hallis's initials on there.
Absolutely. It's about tradition.
Yeah.
And we went out there and stuck up the joint yesterday.
Was Memphis Express coach Mike Singletary not there?
I didn't see him with the other squad.
I definitely did not see him out there.
But it looked to me like Kyle Long wanted to block more for Jay Cutler than he did for Mitch last night. Did you see the little buddy-duddy pictures they were taking beforehand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle loves him some Jay Cutler.
Yes, he does. Yes,
I don't get it.
Anyway, man, congrats on the effort last night. There's 15 games left.
That don't hurt. I'm like Clay. I told Jeff Calkins this morning. I'm like Clay. The loss to Philly hurt more. I'm moving on.
I'm moving on.
You know, I don't hurt. No, it doesn't matter.
No, you got to say that Memphis Express loss with the Birmingham Iron hurt more. You know, that's what you got. If you lose,
I've already put it out of my mind. Like,
now, if you lose to the Broncos next Sunday, then it's about to get real. The Broncos, who you have said are a playoff.
I've talked up.
Yes,
I have. Unfortunately, but if you lose, Fangio gonna get us.
But if you lose to the Broncos next weekend, then Monday is gonna be hell for you.
I'd be ready to sound. It'd be some trouble. We might have to sound an alarm or two.
Yeah,
if you go in there and lose to Denver.
Nah, Monday we're gonna clip up the Virginia McCaskey promos and put them over some songs.
Because we still got to talk about Antonio Brown, fool.
Yeah, you were spared today.
So go easy here.
Only because of the respect that I have for Aaron Rodgers. It's hard to give you too much. If it happened the same way it happened last year, okay. But it was a 10-3 football game. You had a chance to tie it there at the end. Mitch threw the pick, whatever happens. You know, get Anthony Miller some more targets, some more snaps.
A higher overnight rating than every non-NFL sporting event this year.
Yeah.
People love their football, even if it's low scoring.
Okay, when we come back, we are getting more and more details about what happened between Antonio Brown and Mike Mayock. Have you noticed that the only show that Drew Rosenhaus hasn't gone on is ours?
Yeah.
At this point, like, to defend his client.
Well, he does better apologizing for Antonio than Antonio does apologizing for
himself. No doubt. I think what's clearly happened here is he is doing his damnedest for damage control, because that's $30 million on the line here.
He can sense what they're maybe trying to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's trying to head that off.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we have more details, and now it appears there are racial undertones to the incident between Antonio Brown and Mike Mayock that took place yesterday. We'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway. The Grizzlies now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger football, the SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC, the Redbirds. A world golf championship celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. An accident takes seconds to occur. Then what should take a great deal of time and research sometimes only takes a day. What lawyer should I hire? Sometimes the firm you hire does many things: bankruptcy, immigration, criminal defense, right there on their website. Would you hire a pediatrician to do your heart surgery? Of course not. This will be a life-changing decision, and all lawyers are not the same, not even close. Our firm is an open book. You know us by over 30 years of reputation. If you want to know what a case like yours may be worth, visit ForThePeople.com and look at the offers made and verdicts returned by juries for cases like yours. Hundreds of them. The proof is in the pudding. Your lawyer may have never been to court, or rarely. And listen, just because you hired the wrong firm in a rush days after your accident doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Look before you leap. There is only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell phone, dial pound law, pound 529, pound law, that's all.
Here it comes again, lunch. What's it gonna be today? Flimsy burger and soggy fries? Vending machine granola bar? Leftovers of leftovers? Why not take a vacation from the ordinary for lunch today with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub from Firehouse Subs? It's a culinary creation of bold flavors you can only find at Firehouse Subs, and it's all yours at just $5.55 for a medium. Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and just the perfect hint of Caribbean seasoning, served piping hot on a toasted sub roll with melted pepper jack cheese. This is no ordinary sub. This is the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub, only at Firehouse Subs. Save time and order yours on the Firehouse Subs app today for just $5.55 for a medium. So much flavor, so little price. This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear GoWalks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the five ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the five ables, and Skechers GoWalks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers GoWalks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Hi, honey. Just picked up the kids. First week of school done. Maybe we celebrate with Chili's 3 for 10. Windows up or down, Sammy? Yeah, they love the crispers. And hey, sweetie, let's practice food later, okay? Thank you. All right, gotta run. Riley, stop holding your breath, buddy. Riley! Okay, love you. See you at Chili's.
It couldn't be easier with Chili's 3 for 10. Starter, entree, and drink, always just 10 bucks. With your favorite entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers, our Just Bacon Burger, and more. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hollywood. Dice game, lose it all. Twin in that 08 apartment 4, I remember. We were tramping in and out the door, I remember. Miss Shirley house breaking down them things, I remember. I used to serve my partner mama, she's a crack fiend, I remember.
So, drama in Oakland continues.
Hey, I ain't know no better. My
there was a spat, right? A spat that nearly turned physical between Oakland Raiders star wide receiver Antonio Brown and general manager Mike Mayock. The timeline of events is pretty simple. Antonio Brown is traded to the Oakland Raiders in March. That's when it becomes official. Right before training camp begins, he goes to France, does some cryotherapy, forgets to wear the right equipment for his feet. Then he gets frostbite on his feet. So he can't really do anything at the beginning parts of training camp. Okay, when he gets that all squared away, when he gets his skin right, then he has a problem with the helmet because the NFL has banned that particular helmet that he likes, and he goes on a tirade about the helmet, doesn't play, says he can't see, has two grievances with the NFL, loses both of them. Finally, dude, just this week, settles on a new helmet. Like, kind of hard to believe, but it took all that time just for him to settle on a helmet. Okay, settles on the helmet. Then, after settling on the helmet, he gets fined by the Raiders, which is typical protocol.
Which he should have known was coming.
Because he missed practice and didn't have an excused absence. And he posts the picture of that fine on Instagram and says the devil is a lie, basically, calling his new employers the devil.
I guess because Gruden said he had his back and now he feels crossed because they fined him. No, this is part of being out.
And then in the first practice since the issuing of the fine, Antonio Brown sought out Mike Mayock and that's when it went down.
Who wrote the letter?
So we are getting more and more details about this. This is from Josina Anderson just a little bit ago. A Raiders source confirmed that Antonio Brown was unhappy with the fine levied by the team, and seeing Mayock watching practice, walked over and initiated an exchange with the general manager. So let's just think about that for a moment. Like, you're in practice, you look over, you see the general manager, and then you go confront him.
Yeah, that's like when I confronted Jeff about the down at the commercial appeal.
Yeah.
You and me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd had enough.
And he told me he was management.
You had
enough. So it's kind of similar.
You'd had enough.
Yes.
But, again, Jeff was above you.
Correct.
So there was only one way that was going to end.
And then you'll see that what Antonio did was much different than what I did.
So the Raider source confirmed information from another league source who said that Brown unleashed a barrage of cuss words during the altercation and called Mayock a cracker.
He did what?
According to ESPN, Antonio Brown called Mike Mayock a cracker. Now, have you ever used that word? Don't answer that. You're familiar, though, with the word cracker and what it means, and I don't know, like, what it means, really. But it's a slur, I guess.
It is.
It's a racial slur.
It's derogatory.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, to what degree? I guess y'all would need to tell me that.
Well, let's ask the white people in the room.
This Brad. Is a question for you could single out for the white folks.
Brad, you are a cracker.
100%.
But are
I'm
you
a cracker.
Offended by it?
No,
it doesn't feel like it if you claim it like that, right? Like, if y'all asked me about the N-word, I wouldn't be like, yeah, I'm one.
Well, I think
the two are not the same. Honestly, I think it's different.
No, they are very different.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. You can tell by his reaction that it feels different, even to you all.
The word cracker does not carry the historical weight that the N-word carries.
Even though apparently it predates slavery.
Correct.
Right. Yes. I have a bit oppressed and gone through that kind of strife, my family, et cetera. Yes.
Yeah. So
we're all on one page right
there.
Because I felt like the N-word is a little bit worse.
Way worse.
And the way Brad just embraced that seemed to cement it.
It's not even close.
All that said, still think it's derogatory.
Well, you don't say it in the workplace, for sure.
I would not walk up to Dan Barrett and call him a cracker.
No. He would fire the mess out you.
Yeah, even if, again, it's even if he's not offended by it, you know what I mean? Like, you just, that's just not something you do.
You do in a professional setting.
That's
no,
right.
It is not.
I also think the word cracker is, used in reference to, upper management or cops or things like that, police officers.
Well,
are called
it used
crackers.
To apply to poor, if you look at it, used to apply to, there are a lot of definitions when it comes to this stuff.
Cracker ass.
But poor white folks, too.
Yes.
That was the point too, John.
Yes.
So not just all, not just all the aristocrats of the world. Y'all tell me it's below the H word for y'all, right?
Yes.
H word much more derogatory.
Huh? The H word.
The H word for
What's
you.
What's the H word?
What, bro?
Come on.
Come on, John.
Oh.
Use that platinum blonde brain of yours.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not offended by that one either.
Okay. What? No, that's worse. I thought we were all on the Brad's with me. Is that not worse?
Honky.
Jesus, can you even say it in here?
You can say that, dude. Honky?
Dude, I'm gonna tell you a little story.
I think honky's worse than cracker.
I agree, Brad. I don't even know if you can say that one. Feels a little bit closer to the.
It's tough.
Dude,
it's closer to your
country singers sing about going to the honky tonk.
Yeah, but you got honky tonk as a referred place, not a person.
But it's a place for white people.
Yeah, but that's not where we're going with this.
So,
there ain't a cracker place. There's a Cracker Barrel.
Growing up at
also white people
at the interracial at the interracial dinner table where I grew up. One day we're playing a little, I don't know what we were playing, Monopoly or something, right? Early in the thing, we're living over in Midtown. And I just come up out of nowhere after my mom clips me. She clips me on the game we're playing, takes my money or whatever. And I'm just coming up, when you're 6 or 7 or something, you're learning the language, you hear new words all the time.
Absolutely.
And I think I'd heard it from something like honky tonk or something like that. But I come out and I say, honky! At the dinner table, with my black dad and my white mom and my little confused little other little mixed breed brother, myself, Jeff and myself. And she looked at me with rage.
Really?
I didn't know what I had said other than I'm just pulling words out of the sky. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't realize what I was calling my mom. It was an insult. You understand what I'm saying? I just thought, the word just popped in your head. Dad didn't have the same look, but seemed stunned that mom had taken it so personally, and you don't say that, almost just like I'd said an F word or an S word or whatever. She treated it as if I'd said a curse word. So maybe that's part of where my That feels more derogatory to me than cracker.
Maybe
that's part of where it comes from, because very early on she told me that was not acceptable, just like the N-word ain't acceptable with black folks.
If you look at the Urban Dictionary and you do honky in Urban Dictionary, it's rough.
Well,
a derogatory insult towards white people. It's a catch-all term meaning rapist, pedophile, murderer, thief, and coward.
Okay.
So it's a little bit higher up there, John, on the derogatory scale. I think Brad and I have shown you there.
We don't. I mean, we don't know.
With my mom, who's 70 now, she was hot. She told me, don't do that.
In the 2012 rap song "Thrift Shop" by Macklemore, there's a line from Macklemore where he says, "The people like, damn, that's a cold ass honky." So, I mean, it's really up to you if you want to be offended by it or not. If you came in here every single day, Jason, and you called me a honky, I would not be offended.
I think you should be.
I'm not. And if you came in here every single day and you called me a cracker, I would not be offended.
I mean, if you came in here every single day and said, "What's up?" I would be offended.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like you should feel similarly about that.
That doesn't mean I get to use the word. I'm just telling you from my end, if you want to call me that, you can feel free.
That's a sticks and stones thing, though.
Well, yeah, sure. And I just don't think it sounds good for the deacon to be just sitting, "What's up, honky?"
Okay.
Good to see you today.
Well, anyway, Antonio Brown.
Did that even sound right? It didn't, right? Yeah, you're moving on because it sounded bad. I'm honestly not offended in the slightest. Well, I don't think you should be putting out that it's okay for either side, right? We both know it's derogatory either way you look at it.
Fine, don't use it. Don't ever use it again.
It doesn't offend me.
If you use it again, I'm going to turn it into HR. Is that what you want me to say?
No.
Okay. Well, Antonio Brown did apparently call Mike Mayock a cracker. And according to ESPN, their team source said Mike Mayock tried to defuse the situation. He said, "I'm cool. I understand why you're upset. I understand your displeasure." And Antonio Brown is just dog cussing this man, like, as he's trying to de-escalate the situation.
He's lost his mind.
And then that's when, I guess at that point, Vontaze Burfict, who we all know is basically like the Gandhi of the NFL, steps in and, you know, separates and restrains Antonio Brown from digging an even deeper hole.
I realize we give these guys that are elite and bring the big production a longer leash. But just imagine going to your boss and doing that.
And it's still insane.
Planning to be working the next day.
It's totally
just
insane.
Imagine that. And then the boss is sitting there saying, "Hey, I kind of get it. And you're still going in on this dude. And you're expecting to come back to work tomorrow? Like, in what real life situation is that happening? That's why I'm getting to the point where this dude has flat out lost his mind. And again, I hope we're not talking about a situation where he's got some sort of serious mental illness. But you starting to, some of these questions now, some of the stuff he's doing would make you wonder, you know, if it's getting to that, because these are all bad decisions in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
These are all decisions that no one else would come back from, and probably not very many NFL players, even when they are productive.
Well,
You'd still cut them.
It goes to show you, and honestly, Clay Travis made this point on Twitter, how damn different sports are from the real world. You know what I mean? Like, no industry on this planet is there anybody that's good enough at their job to get away with what Antonio Brown has gotten away with? And by the way, he's getting away with it, I should say. 92.9 breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post the job today at Indeed.com/hire. That opening for Raiders' number one wide receiver has been filled by Antonio Brown again. This comes to us from Justina Anderson, followed by Ian Rappaport. Antonio Brown issued an emotional apology at a team meeting this morning, just now, with team captains standing by him. That was from Josina Anderson. Shortly after that, Ian Rappaport tweets the following. Here's a sense of how quickly things are changing in Oakland. Yesterday, Raiders coach John Gruden told people AB was not in their plans for Monday. Now I hear there is a real chance he not only does not get suspended, but plays on Monday. This is insane! This is crazy!
You guys are losing all credibility when it comes to your front office and with Gruden. Like, when it comes to, like, you guys are really the heads of an NFL franchise here, and you want to look credible and you want to look like you know what you're doing and, you know, have some credibility with the rest of the guys on the team. This guy can do and say anything he wants to.
Yeah.
Right? Come right back and curse out the front office, basically.
Yeah.
You say you're dropping other words besides just the cracker thing.
He cursed and said cracker.
And come right on back to work. I'm telling you, most franchises, even with the most productive of folks, yeah, Tom Brady, you're going to let him do whatever he wants to. There's a few on that list, but not very many, bro. Not very many. Most organizations are going to have a little pride.
How do you, if you're Mike Mayock, continue? You know what I mean? And I'm sure he's been looped in on this decision, and he's got some part in it. But, like, how do you, if you're him, go forward knowing that basically, like you said, you can be talked to any kind of certain way if it's the right person?
No respect for the rest of your players, you know?
Not that players need to respect the GM necessarily, you know. But still, like, I mean, even
when it comes to signing guys, John, and looking like you're running a credible franchise, I know, and maybe there's no money somewhere else. You can find in every case, John, you'll find a reason why a guy would want to be a Raider. He's not got a job somewhere else, whatever. But I'm saying, just in terms of looking at them and saying, I like that vision over there. I like the way they're running things. How many free agents are you going to see if they've got another offer pick y'all over the team that looks a little bit more stable? It's been exactly what I told you it looked like it was going to be, which is basically now a celebrity head coach, right, who we think still knows football. But, again, when it comes to having to govern and being Antonio Brown's boss and, in this sense, wanting to be his best friend, oh, I got your back, right? How can you look at this and say, you know, I like where this is going?
Yeah.
How does it give you any kind of hope or any kind of confidence at all in what's happening over there?
So what I initially thought
– that's for fans and players.
Was that, you know, going off of John Gruden's press conference yesterday – was that the Raiders were looking for the out. They were looking for the loophole. That's why John Gruden didn't want to say anything. And if you notice, he said something along the lines of, I want to make sure I get all the facts right. I want to make sure everything is correct before I say anything. And that felt like they were trying to get the I's dotted, the T's crossed to basically get out of the contract. That's kind of what it felt like. And then you think about it, and you're just like, well, don't the Raiders at this point
feel like giving Antonio another out?
Don't they have to see him on the field? Like, to have gone through everything they have gone through for this dude, to stand by him after the feet, after the helmet, after, you know, like, don't they at least have to see what he can do for them on the field? Aren't they pot committed in some way?
I mean, what, he can do no wrong?
I mean,
can he curse out the owner too now? Can he curse out Al's son? What's his first name?
Like, that Mark.
Can he talk about his haircut?
Maybe if he puts up, you know, 1,500 yards and scores 16 touchdowns.
Again, that's no recipe for success. Allowing that individual to shine again, John. What's he gotten you to? You're not a Super Bowl contender. You're probably not a playoff team. This ain't hate. This is, I'm asking you
for sure.
Reasonably.
No, I'm with you.
What does he get you to? To put up with all that it's okay. How much credibility? What kind of example does it set for the young guys? They think Josh Jacobs thinks this the way you know, if you're a professional, you conduct yourself like this, you can get what you want. Like that, it doesn't help anyone. Doesn't help your locker room. You know, you'd have guys with Antonio, got other ones probably resent the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Then so you risk running the divot between those two sides. I just don't see how at this point, you know, you could look at it and says, well, yeah, now we got to play you because, you know, we've just spent too much. They already felt that way.
Yeah.
Now don't you feel like, man, maybe it's not all worth it? I thought you'd be leaning more that way. Maybe this isn't all worth it.
At this point, you know I want to see him on the field.
The fact that a new headline's coming out every week and just embarrassing the mess out of us as a franchise, making us look like a circus, what's that worth?
I think you bring up valid
you say points. The 1,100, 1,200 yards you'll get out of them for the receiving yards, I guess.
There are definitely times when I just want to throw my hands up and yell, "Hockey!" But I know how.
Well,
angry
you wouldn't yell at an
that
Antonio.
Would make your mother, and so I don't want to do that.
Maybe, you know, in the spirit of, right, you're trying to find out if Derek Carr is the guy. You give him the best, one of the best, if not the best, available weapon. For $30 million guaranteed.
Yep.
And the one good thing that comes out of this
is you find out
whether or not Derek Carr is your guy. Maybe that's it at this
point.
That
is the only redeeming quality of keeping Antonio Brown on this team.
That's all I can come up
with.
You
get your answer on because you can cut Derek Carr after this year.
Doesn't Dallas feel like they had their answer and with Dak now after bringing over Amari? They feel like most of them, I don't know if all their fans do. But I think front office feels like it's got its guy.
They're going to pay him.
Yeah.
You know, and before they brought in – now, Amari Cooper is not the headache that Antonio Brown is, but he's not the production that Antonio Brown is
very
either.
True.
So it's a trade, right? It's a trade. But I think at the same time, Amari Cooper is regarded as one of the best young receivers in the game. They went out and they spent a first-round pick on him. They played well together. Dak improved. His numbers got better. Team got better. So they got their answer. And I think that's what the Raiders are trying to decide here is, okay, do we roll with Derek Carr or do we cut bait after this year and go in a new direction, draft Tua?
Because all in all, that's the more important decision.
Yeah.
is finding out whether he's the guy and whether you're going to stick.
Because they can get out of both of those deals after this year, Antonio Brown and Derek Carr, the way they're structured. You know, so I think that's really what it boils down to, man, is that they're just trying to get their answer on Derek Carr. And it'd be hard to do that if you don't have a receiver like Antonio Brown.
We're not done. You know, we'll get the stories about not getting enough targets.
Right.
About how he compares to Roethlisberger. We'll hear the, he ain't as good.
Yeah.
You know, you're not done with this, brother. You are not done with this.
I just hope it produces like a 200-yard, three-touchdown game on Monday night.
Sounds like it's going to be, it sounds like he's playing. So, now, Brad, unfortunately, you're going to have to go against Antonio Brown
again.
It's a real
problem for my fantasy week.
Oh, baby! You're
going to get popped back into the lineup because them Raiders, they'll let you do anything out there.
They will, man. It's like the 80s again, man. It really is.
Out there calling Mike Mayock everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Mike, like, I'm cool. Let him call me the names.
Yeah.
Sticks and stones.
There you go. I like it, man.
Weak.
Get him out there on the field.
Have some pride in yourself.
A pro move by Mike Mayock, though. You say everything you need to do to get through the bad moment because you know you want the star receiver on the field.
That's right.
Management 101, Mike Mayock.
Yeah.
Management 101, bro.
No problem.
Get through the moment because you want the receiver on the field.
There you go. Brad coming at it from a program director standpoint. I like it. I like it. All right. We will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
There's a chance your local Geico agent laughs the exact way you do.
And I said, not in my sandwich.
What?
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Right now, Choate's is offering awesome specials on new tankless water heaters and select Carrier HVAC systems. If you are tired of running out of hot water in your tub or shower and wasting money on utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no-interest financing, plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the expert with Carrier and Choate's and receive up to 72 months no interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate's will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry. These specials won't last long. So call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Experience exhilarating midway rides, fair food, and an awesome youth talent show with today's perks deal. Buy one ticket to the Mid-South Fair, get one free. The Mid-South Fair is back at the Landers Center September 19th through the 29th. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' Sports Station 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're hungry. It's time to eat lunch. You know, since I've been smoking, one thing that's gone up on me is that appetite. I'm ready to get over the Wing Guru right after the show. Gonna get myself a little bit more than the six boneless this time, John. I'm ready to eat like a man. It's always good to eat like a man over at Billy Richmond's spot. The former Memphis Tiger basketball player's got the best wings in town with the best premium flavors in this fine country.
That's right. And those premium flavors, they never let you down. Trust me. Garlic sriracha, spicy taco, honey suicide, 901 Nashville hot. They are always there for you when you need them. They're the best in Memphis, or the best in the world.
Gourmet burger, fantastic. Maybe you're not feeling the chicken today. Maybe you want something else from the Wing Guru. Ask for that gourmet burger. Ask for that catfish. Ask for that spaghetti. Everything it does over there, the fried okra. Give that a shot. It's all good over at the Wing Guru, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road. You got a couple of options there. Both options go get the same great chicken wing. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you, please.
All right, Memphis football is in action this weekend against Southern. It is kind of hard, I ain't going to lie to you. When you go from opening the year against an Ole Miss team, SEC team, Power 5 team, then the next week you got Southern. Like, well, it just is.
You don't like the SWAC, huh?
Well, I mean, I have no thoughts on the SWAC at all. I cared absolutely nothing about the SWAC. They matter.
You would be moved. You would be moved by that Southern band.
Okay, that's I'll entertain.
It's the best in the country, I hear.
I'll entertain the band.
As you know, I spent a little bit of time at TSU, and they are the aristocrat of bands. I had a good friend. That
TSU
was in the band.
Is it the Southern?
A couple of good friends. Yep. That big tuba. You sound just like it, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I got friends that were in the aristocratic band, so I gotta kind of hold up on saying Southern's the best, brother. Which is what the jukebox. Southern's name's like the jukebox.
Something like that.
Something like that. TSU's aristocratic bands, which, as you know, John, is the best.
Yeah.
Human jukebox.
Jukebox. Yeah. Human jukebox. That's it.
That's what Tennessee State is?
No, John, Southern. You're not listening at all. You're still on the honky cracker thing.
Yeah, there's so many bands you're throwing at me here. You know, it's hard to keep up. So it's the same.
Anyway, you probably get a better performance out of that Southern band.
I think that's fair
than
to
you
say.
Will out of the actual Southern football team out of the SWAC.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. Okay.
This game's about you, John.
Huh?
You ever heard that? You ever heard a coach say that? This game's about us. Not so worried about the opponent. Worried about sort of getting ourselves on track, making sure we're good, you know, doing the best. Because that's coach speak, John, and that's what they'll say all week long about this one.
Yes.
Right? Getting that offense on track, making sure Brady's got the time to throw.
Well,
that's
question.
What this week is about.
Well, and I think that's what next week's going to be about, too.
Yeah. South Alabama.
Yeah, and then
the week
after that. Giannotto
says they're a juggernaut now. I don't know, you know.
Well, that's.
Go take that one.
That
careful.
Seems like a stretch.
I'm kidding. He didn't go that far, but he said you got to watch out for him.
Yeah, I mean,
he's on the road.
You got Southern, and then you got South Alabama in the next 2 weeks. I mean, we've already sort of laid this out. You got a great chance, if you're Memphis football, of starting the season, you know, 6-0, 7-0, you know, before you get to Houston on the road on the 16th. I mean, I think what Houston showed you, not that Oklahoma is like this great, you know, defensive front or defense at all, but, you know, I think what they've showed you is that they're capable of putting up points.
Oh, all day long with King.
You know?
Yeah, understand.
And so that really feels like it's going to be the first test because you got Tulane at home. You're not going to inexplicably lose to Tulane 2 years in a row. You got Tulsa on the road, but I don't think you're really worried about Tulsa. And then you got SMU at home, and on the 16th, it's Houston.
I don't like how you've already chalked up that Navy thing as a dub with the way they've played. I know they've beaten Navy now, but again, last year, no, right? I mean, at the end of the game, you start out good defensively. That's always been a tough game for them, and I think even still will continue to be, even though you like where you're at defensively now. That game for me. Again, getting to the cliche and the coach speak and all that stuff, but that one to me, John, just as big because you're coming off a couple of easy ones going into that one. You're coming off where a place where you could feel like, hey, we beat the SEC team. We're already counting this Navy ones as a dub, and they come up and sting you. And maybe it's John is just kind of wearing you down like last year where that defense starts out great, but by the fourth quarter, they're sort of wearing down because that offense hadn't been good enough. And so, John, I would consider the Navy game, you know, one of the big ones. It'd go right up there with me because they're capable.
Yeah, they don't scare me though. They would in years past, but I think we've been shown.
I can't wait to see this Memphis defense against this Memphis defense against Navy. Now.
That's what I'm saying. Like you would think, like Ole Miss would be able to. I mean, Ole Miss averaged 3.3 yards a damn carry. You know,
it's a good sign. I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's just always been a problem. You know, you haven't licked them all the way yet. And so I'm not circling that one yet. And so I'm with you though. And you'll be favored in that game, no question about it. Obviously,
it's at the hizzy.
Big part of that is it's at the house, but that's one you've always got to be so disciplined in defensively. You got to be on your P's and Q's all the time to beat old Navy.
Yeah. So. Tigers are in action this weekend here in Memphis at the Liberty Bowl.
Time to get Brady going.
Time to get Brady going, indeed. We're going to help you do that because we got shirts. We got shirts.
A whole new issue, this week's issue.
Yeah, we have these are courtesy of our friends at Tiger Bookstore.
I should have taken a picture. Brad, maybe you can shoot it out. Maybe I'll hold it up
one.
To you or something. We'll do it here live.
Brad has one.
You already have one.
Brad already has some. We're going to give these away, and we're gonna do them, I think, the same way.
These are black.
Yeah.
Blue.
Do you know how many we have, roughly, in that stack right there?
I'm going to say that you've got at least...
Seven? Eight?
You got seven here, and I want to tell you there's a bunch more in that bag right there.
I do need to get a picture of this. Do you guys like this better than the first one? I think I do.
I like black.
Yeah, I like the black.
It's going to be hot in that thing, though.
But again, the calendar's about to turn. And think about just having it on non-game days. I just like the black. I like the black.
It's sharp.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away these shirts, and all you have to do is go like the Facebook page and leave a recommendation, leave a review. Jason and John on the Facebook page. We did this again last week. It was very successful.
Efficient way to do it.
Absolutely. So all you got to do is go leave a review on the Facebook Facebook page, and we will notify the winners. So we will tweet a picture out, I'm assuming, on the 92.9 account of this shirt.
Yep.
The Facebook page is Jason and John. We got to get to 2,000.
Y'all say how good John's hair looks.
Yeah, man.
Let's do that.
You're sure to win.
Let's lift him up.
You're sure to. I don't really need it.
If you say how good John's hair looks, I mean, you were picking him last week, weren't you?
I was.
You might have a better chance of winning. That'd be for real.
I mean, the people who come on there and say, love my Tigers, not going to have as good of a chance as somebody that comes on there and says, man, that hair is downright suave. Just being real.
He's giving you the secret.
Just being real. But anyway, go do it. Brad's going to post a picture of these on Twitter. Jason and John is the Facebook page.
I'll find out how many we've gotten. I'll come back to you with the official number.
All right, when we come back, the CBS Sports, as you know, has been doing this series on candid coaches in college basketball. And it looks like the final question was, who is going to win the national championship? How many votes did Memphis get? I'll tell you. When we come back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. But you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have 5-pocket pants in every fabric and fit, and good news, the brand new Stant custom fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant custom fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get 3 measurements taken at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant custom fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettany suits are still 2 for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits
suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
The Mid-South Fair is coming to the Lander Center September 19th through the 29th. Grab the family and experience the exhilarating and thrilling rides more than ever before. The Mid-South Fair, September 19th through 29th at the Lander Center. Visit MidSouthFair.com for daily events.
Regions wants to know, what's a financial tip you'd give your younger self?
You're never too old to get the band back together.
Regions has the tools and tech to manage your money according to your priorities. Enjoy digital tools, innovative ATMs, and customizable security features, all with the kind of financial clarity your younger self could only dream of.
Negotiate your salary. You're worth every penny.
Because some things are bigger than banking. Switch for good at Regions.com/biggerthanbanking. Regions, member FDIC.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, building more than pools. Let Outdoor Living help you design your perfect outdoor living space. They have everything outdoor, from Louisiana pellet grills and ceramic Komodo cookers with all the frills to go with the grills. Kitchens, furniture, playsets, hot tubs by Caldera Spas. New pool construction and remodeling. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, your one-stop solution for all things backyard beauty and fun. Located at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville, next to the Collierville Animal Hospital, or visit OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.